different things to me, different things to me. Everyone's saying different things to me, different things to me. Do you believe what you feel? There doesn't seem to be anybody else who agrees with me. Do you believe in what you see? Emotionless we, nothing is real. Wasting my time in the waiting line.
National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, on this Open Phone Friday, 28 October 2016. That's for you, Tim, in Wyoming. I hope that was a little bit more understandable for you. As I said, 3:30 this morning, sleep on the couch. There's an old rerun of House MD. And by the way, I don't know why I identified with House as much as I did. Now I know. He was brilliant, but flawed. Nothing perfect in this world, folks. You got to take what you can get. At any rate, that woke me up out of a sound sleep, and that has stuck in my damn head all day today. But the lyrics just kind of grabbed me. You know, do you believe what you see? Do you believe what you hear? Do you believe how you feel? Well, believe it. It's your conscience, it's your spirit talking to you. Don't ignore it. Follow it. Embrace it. Revel in it. But get on with it. Back to this story about the Bundys here and them being let off the federal hook. There's still 11 people that went to jail, by the way, on this case. They're in jail. Bundys are out. Well, not out, but out of that courtroom and into another venue. Tell you what, we're going to be following this one very closely. The information, they have kept a lockdown on this information. And you can see by the attitude. I mean, really, tasing a lawyer in a courtroom? There wasn't enough federal marshals in that courtroom to remove the lawyer from the courtroom. No, they had to make a statement. They had to tase the guy. They had to jump on him, rough him up, and then tase him several times. Really? You know, this kind of crap is what's getting you federales in a lot of trouble. It's this militaristic attitude that you're taking toward people, that anything that appears a slightly bit out of proportion to your, I don't even know what to say. That just this absolute lockdown, no wiggle room, tasing and beating up and shooting and killing and doing, you know, this crap is going to stop. I hope you guys understand this. Nobody wants to see you harmed in any way. You people have families, you have loved ones, you know what it's like to be a human being. Start acting like it. Quit following this prescribed policy that you wade in with guns a-blazing or tasers firing and stop it. Stop it. Remember the old parable? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Well, flip that around a little bit, rearrange. We're going to start treating you like you've been treating us. And how are you going to like it? Well, you're going to scream blue bloody murder and call in more feds. Okay, well, let's go through another confrontation. Yeah, that's the thing to do. Give it up, guys. Relax. Take a chill pill. I know Quantico, and I know the CIA listens to this network at all times. It's a requirement of their job. Are we starting to get through to you yet? This is not a violent overthrow of the government. This is to return the government to lawfulness. We are not the outlaws. We are not the enemy. And the sooner you realize that, the better off we're all going to be. Take a listen to what we're promoting. Take a look at what we're trying to desperately hold on to while it's being wrenched from our very grasp. Wake up, guys. Wake up. Stop this crap. Because here's the real clincher to this. The powers that be behind the throne that need a takeover of this country, and they're willing to do anything to bring that about, to absolutely destroy and balkanize this country. Unless you plan on moving someplace else, this is going to affect you and your family. Are you starting to get the picture yet? Sovereign citizens, 300,000 that deserve to be shot, not even considered? Really? Seriously? I've been doing this for a long time. I've had more conversations with feds than I care to even think about. But every damn one of them walked away from me going, okay, I understand now. Do you? And if they put you in your attitude and they've cloistered you in some corner someplace, I know it's probably not a thought that you want to entertain at this point, but go get an honest job. If you cannot change, if you do not have the courage to change within your own environment, the things that you can, then quit. Quit being a part of it. Because it's starting to occur to you people that, God, what the hell are we involved in? What are we doing? Well, if you can't change of what is being done around you and what is being asked of you to do, then walk away. I've had this happen several times to me over the years. I've had people just walk up to me and hand me a card. And it'll say FBI on it. It'll say BATFE. And I would just look at them and say, yeah, what can I do for you? Well, just wanted to let you know who I am and the job that I used to have. And I quit. Folks, this basket of deplorables in this country, this is the heartbeat of America. Listen to it. We don't want to see anybody hurt. We don't want to see anything destroyed. We want it restored and strengthened. And go down the laundry list of what we are saying and what we are talking about. You have any argument with that? I would suggest you change countries, not just your job. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
How you doing there, John?
Fair to Midland, mostly good. It's dark now.
Well, hey, you know what, though? I think you hit the nail on the head. These people are being paid to violate our rights.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in this particular economy that we live in, there's little jobs to be had. So
yeah.
If the government pops you a job and it says, okay, well, you got to violate people's rights to have this job, that even though they're sellouts, they're going to take the job.
Well, and you know what? They'll have to deal with their own conscience if they have one, and they'll have to deal with the repercussions of doing this and doing it against the American people, even though that their spidey sense is telling them that this isn't quite right.
Well, they should all get together in a collective. I mean, really, these police officers and sheriff's departments and stuff should really have a collective together where they actually consort one another, and then they can say, yeah. You know what? No.
Yeah, well, okay, well, hold on, Andy, Andy, hold yourself a second here. I'm not talking about local PD, I'm not talking about county sheriff. I'm more specifically talking about the federales, because these are the guys who are claiming dominion. They're the ones that are walking in with a briefcase full of policy, forcing it on the states and other law enforcement. Look, I don't give too much credence to the police departments, because these are little corporate Keystone Coffer cops that their policy, they're going to do whatever the hell the state tells them or whatever they say is state law, regardless of if it rubs the Constitution the wrong way or not. You know, this is an issue. This is probably the easier one to deal with because this comes down to our state, our jurisdiction, our control in our own states. But we have a problem here. We have,
well, you know what? Go ahead.
We have a problem here. It's called federal jurisdiction of what they're claiming, and they really don't have it, and federal policy at the point of a gun that is flying in the face of the Constitution 16 different ways from Sunday. This is the problem. People kept telling me over the years, oh, the Fed, yeah, hey, you know, forget about them. No, I'm not going to forget about them. Because they're the ones that are wielding the guns. These are the ones that are filing the paperwork. These are the ones that are bringing people into trial in federal courts and locking them up. And it's totally against the Constitution. This is a problem that we are going to have to deal with. And our best defense, we have our own state constitutions. We have ourselves in those states. Here it is. It's for us to pick up and do something with. But we haven't yet, have we?
No, we haven't. But you know what, John? Here's the thing that angers me. There's been several generations that have let this go. And it's our generation right now that has to stand up and say, enough's enough. We're done with you. We got to throw these guys to the curb. We got to get these guys out of here. And I think we had a major step today when they reopened that that investigation on Hillary Clinton.
We'll see where this goes, but it's highly. Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to read the letter. Have you posted that letter yet, Mike? That I'd sent over. You thought Dan posted it? Well, did Dan post it? Because I'm going to go to it almost immediately. At any rate, yeah. And I've said this many, many times. Their arrogance. You know, we're dealing with people that think that they can huff and puff and blow anybody's house down. And their arrogance is telling them that they are behind and they've got to catch up. But they have made so many stupid mistakes along the way. Andy, the only thing that they would have had to have done is simply done nothing and waited to you and I, this generation, to die off. They could have pulled
exactly.
They could have pulled this coup off without a shot being fired. But in their arrogance, they just pushed right on forward. Well, you're gonna reap what you've sown.
No, and you're right. You're right, John. You know what? Because I'm done with these people. Okay, and you know what? The federales, I don't care. The local cops. If you fitting to put me in jail for a broken taillight or driving without a license. That means me having an actual valid license, does that make me a better driver?
No, because you've only taken one test, didn't you? You took your test, and the only thing that's required of you is to go in and renew that fee so they can drive around and put the red and blue lights on and tell you what a bad boy you've been.
Well, you know, in Florida, you get busted driving on a suspended license three times. That's a felony.
Well, you know, hey, it's all under public safety.
Ooh, yeah. Everything's under the safety rule. I mean, well, we lost most of our rights under safety.
Well, that's why down here in Texas, what are the state cops called? Oh, it's the Department of Public Safety. Doesn't that just sound fluffy and nice?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I get this idea that they're there to offer me a cool drink on a hot day and a Band-Aid and some Curachrome if I scrape my finger.
More like coffee and donuts when they pull you over. Here's some coffee and donuts, bro.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. All right, John.
Okay.
I was talking to Mike Rivera. Hey, but you know what? I was talking to Mike Rivera. Let me just throw this out there to you. I told Mike, I mean, when this thing broke on Hillary Clinton and this came out, I want to let you know, your radio station is the Calvary. You guys are the Paul Revere's.
Well,
and so, hey.
Thank you, Andy, for recognizing that, because that was the exact thing that I was going after, and that's why I've hung in, that I knew that this was going to be a long fight, and no matter how dark, how bad it got, how much of a Herculean feat to put this thing on my shoulders and carrying it forward, I just knew that it had to be done. And it's cost me. It's cost me personally. I mean, I don't care. I don't care. Because...
Well, you're all in.
I'm all in, man. We have to all be in.
And you know what? God is going to bless you, my friend. I know he is.
I'm already getting my blessing. I'm getting my blessing every single day that I have the opportunity to get up and do it for another day. That's my blessing. I'm not looking for anything else. I'm not looking for any other kudos. I don't care. The only thing that I want people to do, Andy, is keep supporting this network. That's the only thing that I'm asking.
And I wish I actually could, but I'm Mr. Cash here, so I would have to send you cash. Do you accept cash?
Wrap it in foil to keep the prying eyes of the postal workers away from it.
That's what I'm saying. That's my problem right there.
No, it's not a problem. I just gave you a solution.
There you go, my friend.
All right.
All right. I'm going to send you some money, bro.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, John. You guys are the Cavaliers of this time. You are the Paul Revere's. You guys are, without you, where would this country be?
Well,
and everybody like you.
Well, and I knew that, and I knew that had to be, I knew it was going to be a long haul, and at times I questioned that I have the intestinal fortitude to keep pressing forward. There are many times I had to reach down deep, folks, really, really deep, but I knew it had to be done. And the people that were closest to me, well, they've abandoned me. But I've not abandoned the cause, and I've not abandoned you. And I will not. The only thing that I ask is you keep supporting our efforts. Holy mackerel. Chris in Vegas. Hello, Chris. We got to go to break here in a couple minutes. If we run long, I'll carry you through.
Sure thing, John. I got to tell you, it doesn't bode well for the bunnies and the group coming to Las Vegas. This abject, corrupt criminal court of the federal judiciary, run by Harry Reid and his appointees, the red diaper baby, Harry Reid. He claims to be a fighter. I don't know if he's ever won a fight other than with his mouth, claiming all Americans to be terrorists when he's the absolute terrorist. These judges here are absolutely warmongering against America. They are traitors to this country. They are selling their souls out to the banks to protect the banks. I just got more paperwork where they're trying to obstruct justice, deny due process. Unless you're a barred attorney, they can't seem to read a damn thing.
Hold on one second. Hey, Chris, hang on a second. I've got to go to break. Hang on. It's an open phone Friday, folks. That means you get your say. 800-313-9443. Nothing is real. Wasting my time.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
By the way, I'm going to close out today's program, and I'm going to play it its entirety. Bob Seger's Get Your Hands in the Air, because I cannot think of a more apropos song. Many people relate to songs, so we're going to give it to you in its entirety. And that's another one of Bob Seger's songs that you never heard played on commercial airwaves. Gee, I wonder why. Back to Chris in Vegas here. I've got a guy out there that might be able to help with the Bundys. What was that cop's name out there? Is Gold Shield for 28 years? Oh, that's right.
Gordon Martinez.
That's right. I'm going to talk to old Gordy to see if he can't assist in the defense of the Bundys, because he is one exemplary cop.
Yes, he is.
So we're going to see if we can do something with old Gordo.
Well, Gordo's a good one, but this town has been taken over by the UN. They're now implementing their Agenda 21 International Property Maintenance Code,
mm-hmm.
trying to be central planner nannies to everybody and tell them what they can have in their front yard, whether they can have private property. They come on your private property without a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being attacked by multiple agencies, the district court, criminals down there, the federal court. These people are the most, they're running an old star chamber.
Yeah.
They're reinventing the Sanhedrin, or the Sinhedrin, more accurately. They're running in camera courts with nothing but bar attorney testimony to plot against the people. I'm the complainant in the freaking case, and you'd think I was a criminal that was trying to beat the case.
Yeah, and Chris, what's gone out the window is, didn't we used to have a process that we got together a group of people and each side presented its evidence, and then the judge would move forward whether charges were going to be levied and court proceedings to go on? What did they call that thing? I think it used to be called a grand jury. But not anymore. This is the more expedient. This is the more expedient and fun way to do things. We just exclude justice or any pretense of it, and we just go right to the core and we just run over people. Andy, hold on a second, Andy. I need to get this out. I need to get this out because I'm going to say this again to people out there. You're pissing away your time. You're standing in line. How do you feel? What do you see? What are you speaking against? And I'm telling you, damn it, listen to me, folks. My talk about Ron Paul yesterday, take that to heart. We were just talking during the break. The people on this network decided to quit the show and try to move into a public office to try to make a change. Well, how'd that work out for you? It didn't. Now, from a personal experience, yeah, it's good for personal experience, but I knew you weren't going to get anywhere. The powers that be would lock you out of the process. Now, I'm going to say this again, and I hope you heed my words. If you have a modicum of respect for me and my experience and what I've been on the air with for all of these years, listen to me very carefully, that it is not going to take an army. It's not going to take hydrogen weapons to defeat these clowns. What Andy is describing right here is stuff that people banded together and went after these criminals and these crooks and these damned lawyers. They could expose what they're doing, and we put them on the run. What has not been put together in every damn state of this union is a political coalition based on our Constitution, mind you. Okay, we're not talking about weird experiments or alien death rays here. We're talking about the tools at our disposal, at our hand, that we get together in our states and we start kicking in the legislative doors and have this country return to its constitutional roots. Are you hearing me now? Sorry, Andy, I had to do that.
If we don't get these criminal bar attorneys out from running our country, these Bolshevik communists who have infiltrated this country under the guise of their so-called bar, this country is down the tubes because there is no justice. There's only the rule of just us, the bar attorneys who have now become the judges.
But Andy, I get that. We have been hapless victims, and we sit around and keep complaining about it with no tactical plan of action to stop it. This is what I've been trying to hammer into people's heads, and it's like I might as well be talking at a whisper in a tornado. They pretend that they don't hear me, and if you notice something, nobody ever comments on it. They just sit around and go, "Well, I don't know. What do you think about that? I don't know." Nothing. You know,
that's what they do. Pretend they don't hear you. Well, God bless you, John. Thank you for all you do. I hope this country makes it. It don't look good.
Well, Chris, number one, I'm going to tell you, your attitude sucks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back, and my gift to you on this Friday is going to come at the end of this program. You've heard the song before, but I'm going to play it in its entirety because this is not for commercial play. As big as Bob Seger has been throughout the years, that's the one song that you will never heard played on commercial airwaves. Why? Because Dear Bob, which I know the guy, I've sat down and had a few beers with him over in Ann Arbor. You will never hear this song on the air. And it's called Get Your Hands in the Air. It's calling for all of those that are doing wrong, whether it's in their marriage or any place else. It's over. Get your hands in the air. And Chris in Vegas, I love you, brother, but your attitude sucks. It does. Because you're doing the woe is me crap rather than picking up all that you can wield and fight like hell. And get other people to join you. The battle is just starting, folks. Are you going to wimp out now? Really? Alan, South Carolina. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Hi.
A minute ago, you all mentioned about safety. Reminded me of Dr. Franklin's warning to us, those who would trade freedom for safety will end up with neither.
Yep.
On a more practical level, I've been aggravating your staff to death the last couple of days about a book we discussed and I sent to you.
Yeah, what was the name? What was the name of it?
America's 30 Years War.
I got it. I got it yesterday. Thank you for clearing that
up. Okay, great. Well, I just feel like it's a handbook for our restoration that we keep talking about. It doesn't include you because you're perfectly willing to say the word communist and socialist, but our people, as Dr. Vizania points out, have had the language pulled out from under them, and they're not able to say socialist or communist. That's one of our problems. So I hope you'll be encouraged if you even breeze through it.
Well, no, I'm going to read it. I used to read a lot. And then I had less and less personal time for personal enrichment and have a network to run, and it's really curtailed that. But I am going to read that book. There's two books I need to read, and that one that you sent me, Alan, is one of them.
Well, again, your Uncle Sam finally confirmed in the post office I'm talking about, and I'm needling you about your uncle, that it had been delivered to Suite 302. We've got one of our people working in my local post office who will actually follow through with everything you ask them to do down to the last detail instead of subverting the project.
Right.
And so, you know, she said, yeah, it shows here that it did actually get to the addressee at that address. So, you know, good, good, good. And I'm not going to blather on and on, so... James Kelso is also working together with me to promote this text. One of the problems is that Regnery has been taken over by a hostile, or suffered a hostile takeover.
What did?
And they're suppressing.
Wait a minute. Back up, Alan. I didn't understand the word that you opened that sentence with. What did you say?
Oh, what's significant about the book, moreover, is this. Equal Publishing, the parent company of Regnery, the publisher,
okay,
has suffered a hostile takeover.
Uh-huh.
And they're suppressing the publication of conservative texts, even though they buy copyrights.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't, despite its success and popularity right now, they will not reprint Vizania's tract. Maybe they're afraid of it. I don't know.
Well, and we've said many times, what's the best way to control things? Well, you control the opposition. You buy the rights, and then you suppress it. Hello?
Yes, I was just thinking about my sources. Chris Petrick at American Free Press put me on to the problem. And, of course, I don't have the ability to research it down to the last detail. No telling whether it's absolutely a fact or not, but that is at least the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't want to take up all the time to the end of the show going on, but I'm great that you got it.
And I will read it. I thank you for that, Alan. Thank you very much.
I'm just trying to follow through with what you told me to do, everything I can. All I can really do is share ideas with people as I come across them.
Well, and Alan, the sharing of ideas is the most important thing, but more importantly behind that is a plan of action. And this is the one thing that we are very, 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 very bad at. We have become a disassociated group, even though that there's millions of people like ourselves in America today. We act as if we don't know each other. You know, that was the point of me telling you this story. I don't like delving into personal things, but damn it, I saw this kid that was going in the wrong direction. His attitude is all wrong, and I've reached out to him. Why the hell aren't we doing that with love and the right intent? Why are we not doing that with our fellow Americans? We suck at it. And we're all looking for a leader, and the leaders we're looking for to do the job, they found it a convenient reason to basically up and disappear. And I'm talking specifically about Ron Paul. The political knowledge that this guy has alone. All he has to do...
It's the same as all that was.
Well, and Alan, but I'm telling you what needs to be done. Rather than sitting around and gumming it to death, we're putting out specific things that need to be done, and everybody's looking for a leader. This is, so far, been a leaderless resistance. But politically, you can't approach it that way. And unless we want a gun battle for our very lives and our property and anything that we hold dear, namely our country, that's where it's going to end up.
God, they can always find 1,000 excuses not to turn out. That's been my experience in the last quarter century of working on this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, just like you said,
no.
What good will it do? It won't do any good.
Well, as far as I know,
hang in there, sir.
Alan, listen to me, man. Listen to me. This is why I'm jumping on people when they bring me this. It's done, and I'll step on people and I'll smack them and I'll beat them up.
That's what they need.
Well, but look,
some coaching.
Well, coaching, that's a good way to put it. They need some coaching. Thanks, Coach.
Well, let's go out there and get them.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Alan. You know, and it doesn't matter, folks. You know, you can be 70, you can be 80, you can be 20, you can be 50, you can be any age. This is very nonspecific, you know, as far as age goes. What are you willing to do for all the effort that's been put out by so many people over the years? I cannot and will not turn my back on their endeavors. This is gold. This is irreplaceable stuff. And we've got to get it through people's heads that, you know what, joining hands and going for not a cause celeb. It's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about going on the offensive, tactically speaking. Going on the offensive to chase these little communists out of our courts, out of our legislatures, out of our town and city councils. It is more than doable. It is more than doable. We have the tools, we have the knowledge to accomplish it. What are we waiting for? And I'm telling you as sure as I'm sitting here right now, I'm not going to be one of these guys huddled around a campfire with my compadres of like-minded people sitting out in the woods, everything else gone, and property, family, country, everything. And I'm not going to be sitting around with a cup of coffee that's been run through the boiling water has been run through the grounds 4 or 5 times, and sitting around lamenting the days like today will look like the good old days in the future. Are you willing to run that risk? I'm not. And I will put my life on the line if necessary. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to give an effort? Are you willing to give a damn? You claim that you care, but I'm not seeing any tactical movement. I'm not seeing where we're going after these people. And it's all right there in front of us. We have the tools that are necessary to get the job done. But I see a weakness in the will to do it. And you got to start asking yourself the question, why? I wanted to cover this quickly before we left the airwaves today. Farron Schoaf, he took off. Mike, how long has he been gone? A year? To go into his political, I'm going to do something by myself. Well, in North Carolina's 13th congressional district, in the Republican primary, Ted Budd, whoever the hell Ted Budd is, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 people running for that district. Ted Budd, got it. Hey, Bud. Got it with only 20% of the vote. 6,340 votes. Farron Schoaf ended up with 1.3%, or 404 votes out of a possible 31,706. Now, I told Farron when he wanted to leave the airwaves to do it, I go, what do you think your talents? Where do you think you're going to be? Well, he said, John, I've got to do this. My inner self is telling me I'm compelled to do it. I said, fine. If you've got that passion to do it, you go do it. After a year off of the airwaves, he ends up with 404 votes. Now, my point in this is the guy has been through this political mill. Now he's got some personal experience. Here's one of the guys that could start organizing on a state level. You know, they'll throw as many people into a damn runoff for whatever office. They'll throw in as many people as necessary. And you can see with the votes bleed off, you know, Vernon Robinson, I don't even know who the hell this guy is, or Kay Daly or George Ruku or Jim Snyder. Probably not worth the powder to blow them up with. But here's some of the guys that politically could start organizing within a state. Okay? These are the people that need to be supported, if that's the direction that they want to go. Because I'm telling you what, right now, folks, we're relying on other people to fix the problems that we've recognized and we've pointed out and we lament and we keep going back to it over and over and over again with no direct action plan to change the political environment in this country. And if we do not, you're going to have one of two choices. Stand when the odds are absolutely stacked against you and no hope to win. And it's going to be bloody. Because you think these people are going to forget who you are and what you've done? Even though that you might be the most righteous person on the face of this planet, you are still viewed from our government as being an enemy of the state. And they're not going to let you alone, and they will never leave you alone. Our greatest chance of victory is pulling the people of like minds together, not based on some kind of fanciful whim or cause célèbre, but based in law and on that Constitution that many years ago so many people wanted to piss on. And I kept correcting them. I'm going, do you know what the end result of this is going to be? So nothing's any good, not even the Constitution. Oh, that was all rigged. Well, now you're going to move into the realm of anarchy with nothing, no brand, nothing available of which to hang your hat on. Congratulations, you damn fool. I changed a few of those people's minds, a few. But there were the arrogant ones that kept pressing on. Well, that Constitution, geez, I'm starting to sound like this clown in New York. This Constitution has got so many holes in it that it was specifically designed by these people to fail. Really? Really? No, it is you that has failed that Constitution. I will put that to you. Wasn't perfect. It came from imperfect beings, my God, just like you and I are. Sometimes I get tired of hearing myself talk because when I say things like this, it is never echoed back to me. And every once in a while, I'll play these little games. I'll pick up stories. I'll put it on the web. I'll put it on our site specifically. And I will watch to see who picks it up. Paul in Ohio. Go ahead, Paul.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Just wanted to bring up a couple things that I was listening to tonight, and you talk about restoring the union and stuff like that, or government. From one of my favorite newspapers that I've been researching back from the 1860s, when shit was hitting the fan back then.
Paul, capital S with a hit is one of those words that Billy Bob can't say on the air. Can you please clean it up?
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, we're not sitting at a bar drinking a beer here. You're on the air and you're talking to a lot of people.
And I wasn't paying attention to my words, I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, I just corrected you, so move on. What's on your mind?
Okay, so back in the 1860s, from a newspaper article, they were talking, and I will quote, that to sustain all desired good government for their whole country and to restore our government to its normal condition. It stands ready to meet, whenever resistance is possible, any man or any party which may rashly contemplate the consummation of the revolution in our government the radicals have begun. So, our government was being overthrown back then, and they were asking to be restored back to its normal condition.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. It was reconstructed. So this fight's been going on for a good 150 years.
Yes, sir, it has.
And one more thing, and I think some people don't understand that we've got this Constitution, but from the notes on the Constitution by a gentleman named Chauncey Burr back in 1860s also wrote, the term "we the people of the United States" at once defines the nature of federal government.
Right.
It is a government of states and not of the people as a consolidated body.
Mm-hmm.
This preamble recognizes states individually in opposition to the idea of consolidated states into one vast national body.
And what has happened exactly? We have been brought in under federal law, and their policy is that we're not individuals, we're not the Confederation, that we're right. banded together to create that federal government. Now what the federal government is saying, that the states don't matter, and that we have reign and sit down and shut up.
No, that was the whole purpose of the Civil War, was to consolidate.
That's right.
Now, just a quick note, where is the only true definition of the United States of America found?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Paul, what is it?
It's Article 1 of the Articles of Confederation. The style of this confederacy shall be called the United States of America. We are a confederacy. We are not a nation. And to say America is like saying Europe.
I agree. And I will take that accordingly, Paul, and I'll keep that stuffed in my little memory basket.
Well, I just thought, you said it was open line Friday.
Yes,
and
sir.
I thought I'd call it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, and one question, or one last statement.
Yeah.
You asked me the other night when we had a personal chat,
mm-hmm.
in one sentence, what am I about?
Mm-hmm.
I found it just slightly after we talked that night. And I quote, truth can never be attained without unprejudiced and searching investigation.
Yeah, but that's what you're doing. That's no. When I ask you that question, I want to know who you are, what's inside. Not a quote that somebody else did.
Well,
and Paul, I've got to run here, but I'll just leave you with that. I was asking you personally, what are you about? Not some cliche or not some quote that somebody else did. I was asking you directly and personally. Think about that, and we'll talk again. All right?
Absolute truth is what I'm about.
All right. Well, Paul, I appreciate it. Francis in North Carolina, how much time do I have? I got 1 minute, Francis. Go.
Well, wishing everyone a fun, safe weekend to start off with. As far as people looking for a leader, they should look in the mirror. Whenever they look in the mirror, no matter which one it is in the household or building, you're looking at the leader.
That's right. There's
just
no
simply get off,
there's
keep
no
going.
There's no escaping that, Francis. And thank you for pointing that out. I don't know where you've been. I wish you would have called in earlier, but I have to go. I want to set this clip up, this last track that I'm going to play here, folks. It is time. The guilty need to get their hands in the air. I want you to pay close attention to this song.
Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Francis. I thought you already cut her off. You go when you need to go. 3 seconds. All right, folks, thanks for being here. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. All you guilty sons of bitches, get your hands in the air. I'm the new marshal in town. and it's time for justice to prevail.
Listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.